Should you hire out a marketing agency? Everyone's always wondering this, and they struggle between hiring a marketing agency, bringing on a marketing person in-house, or just completely trying to just figure out how they can do marketing themselves. And so in today's episode, I'm going to be highlighting some of the benefits of hiring a marketing agency and also some of the downsides. So I'll let you guys decide by the end of this episode if hiring a marketing agency is right for you. But my goal here is to just break it down for you to help you understand more holistically. So many apps and companies in general try to figure out who they can have to run their marketing. So I'm going to be breaking it down in three different use cases. So scenario number one is bringing on a marketing person in-house. So this can be a marketing hire, for example, like a chief marketing officer or a director of marketing or someone who can just help you with marketing. Scenario two is just doing everything yourself. So in this case, you're going to be the one learning marketing with your co-founder. Let's assume you're a smaller team. You don't have the resources to bring on a marketing hire. So you're going to scope the internet. You're going to learn how to do marketing yourself, and you're going to figure out everything. And scenario three is to basically contract the marketing services. So this can look like a marketing agency. It can be somebody who's a contractor that can help you with marketing. But for the purpose of this episode, let's take a look at specifically marketing agencies. Now, I'm going to be breaking down each scenario for you and highlighting the benefits and drawbacks from what I've seen in my experience as a marketer. So number one is bringing on a marketing hire. Now, in most cases, you're going to spend a pretty good amount of money to bring on a marketing hire. This can range from six figures onwards, and you're going to find people who can do it for less, but if you want quality talent, you're going to be expected to pay at least 100K per year to do this, if not a lot more. Now, this also obviously depends on how big your company is and how experienced the person is, but I'm assuming that if you want to bring on a marketing hire, you want someone who's pretty well experienced. Now, the drawbacks of bringing on a marketing person are quite a couple. So number one, obviously you're spending a lot of money. So this is going to be money that you're going to be paying out every year, and it's going to be somebody that you're going to have to bring onto your team. So you're not even able to write off some of the expenses. You have to give them all these benefits for your company, and there's all that stuff that you probably already know about because you've probably hired someone or you're thinking about it. So that's number one. The second drawback is that you may not be able to find the perfect marketer. And I'm not saying this as if everybody that you are going to bring on marketing is going to be bad, but it's more so the fact that you're expecting this one person to handle all of marketing. And marketing isn't a small thing to do, especially when it comes to promoting, let's say, your app, for example, on social media. How versed is this marketer in promoting apps on social media? That's one thing to check in. But also, how versed is the marketer in working with content creators? How versed is the marketer in running paid ads? How versed is the marketer in creating organic content? How versed is the marketer in building SEO? See, there's so many different skill sets that encompass marketing that it's just really hard to find someone that can do absolutely everything for you. Now, that's why most founders lean into somebody who can just kind of direct marketing and be able to put the places or the things in the right places. So, for example, you bring on a marketer and they go out and try to find the best creator, and they go out and try to find the best person to run your paid ads. And so you're not really getting them to do the work. You're kind of just getting them to manage the work. So in my experience, I've seen this happen a lot. And even then, you're still going to be kind of expected to bring on those creators and bring on those specialists, like the media buying specialists and anyone else who's involved in the process, like an editor, for example. So not only are you going to pay this person, but you're also going to have to pay all these other people as well. So now let's say that you don't do that and you just kind of expect the marketer to know all these things. Now, first of all, realistically, it's really hard for one person to know everything unless they themselves have done all these things. So if you are looking for a marketing hire, honestly, my best bet would be looking for someone who has experience in one specific thing and they can do it really well. And I would choose that one thing to be something that's very trending, very hot, that works really well in the market right now. So let's say that you want to bring on someone that's really good at, you know, newspaper ads. That probably wouldn't pan out the best right now just because it's just a declining industry. Versus, let's say that you want to bring on someone who's really, really good at organic short form content and they've done it before. Now, that's probably a good hire because they've done that. But chances are, if you bring on someone who's good at organic short form, they're probably not the best at running paid ads. So that's kind of the bottleneck there. And those are the drawbacks. Now, let's go to the benefits. Okay. So the benefits of bringing on a marketer. The benefits are many. So number one, you're going to have to basically not have to do a lot of the tasks that you were going to do in the past. So if you didn't bring on a marketer or a marketing hire, you'd have a bunch of responsibility yourself. Now, obviously this alleviates that, but then so does the other two cases as well, which I'm going to be talking about afterwards. So that's one benefit. The next benefit is that if you do manage to find someone who has done something really well, then they'll do a really, really good job. Like, they'll go above and beyond because they are an internal hire. They're obviously very well motivated by the company, and they don't have any other side tasks that they're distracted by. Now, this is a big part of it, and this is why most companies opt for a marketing hire, because they obviously don't want to have someone who's distracted, have somebody who has multiple projects going on. They just want someone who's solely dedicated and focused to the vision and the brand. So that's a very big, big bonus there, is that you're going to get somebody who's very well put together, somebody who can really dedicate their time to your company. And it's awesome. But coming to the drawback there, it's obviously is like you need to find someone who can do everything. And chances are you're probably going to only have somebody who can do a few things at once. Now, it's up to you which one you want to choose. Would you rather go with the marketing hire or not? But for this episode, I just wanted to highlight the benefits and drawbacks. So that's bringing on someone in-house. Now, scenario number two is doing it yourself. Now, this scenario applies to most founders who are just getting started. So most apps that I talk to who are just starting off want to figure out everything themselves. They don't have the budget to bring on a marketing hire. They're kind of hesitant to bringing on an agency because they think that they have the time and the skills to learn it all really quickly, which in some cases they definitely do. And in other cases, even if they don't have the time, they're like, okay, well, maybe marketing's not that big of a deal. I'm just going to kind of do something and figure it out. And so that kind of leads me to the drawbacks here, which are going to be, one, you probably don't have all the time in the world if you're a founder, because you have so many things that you have to be doing. You have to manage your finances, you have to do marketing, you have to do sales potentially, you have to build your product, you have to manage anyone else on your team, you have to pay people out. So there's so many different things that you're going to be working on as a founder that when it comes to really getting deep into the marketing and figuring out everything, unless you've done it before, it's going to be a challenge. And honestly, it's probably more worth it to raise some money and hire somebody who can do it than it is to learn it yourself. Now, I'm not saying not to know anything about it, but you should have a baseline understanding of how things work. And from there, really just find the right people who you can plug into your company that can really, really help you out with the marketing side of things. Now, that's going to be drawback number one, is that you're probably not going to have time, and you're going to think you're going to have time, and that's going to lead you to just not doing as much as you can or as much as somebody else would do for you. And that leads me to drawback number two, which is skill sets. So you can obviously learn, and I think everyone can learn skills and build them up, and it's really great to be able to do so. But if you're already in the midst of building a company, how much do you want to dedicate your time to learning marketing versus building your company? And that's a big struggle for a lot of people, because they want to obviously build their company, but they also know that marketing is kind of like the fuel for their company to actually work and succeed. So how do you draw the line there? And if you have the time and you're able to do so, I would highly recommend learning marketing, once again, like I said, but just getting a good understanding of it. You don't necessarily need to be the best marketer in the world. And from there, you'll have a good understanding to where if you talk to people who know marketing that are better than you, you can at least keep up with the conversation and you can pick out who is actually good and who's not, versus the majority of founders who just hire the first agency they come across. So that's going to be drawback number two, right? So is you don't have time. Drawback number two is going to be, number one, you don't have time. You don't want to dedicate the time to it, or you potentially want to, but you just don't have the time, or you think you do, and you just kind of end up being going nowhere. So that's number one. Number two is that you're trying to bring on somebody that is, so let's say that it's yourself, you're trying to do it yourself, you're not as good as you probably think you are. So that's number two. You think that you're the best in the world, and if you want to become the best in the world, you have to really dedicate yourself to being the best in the world, and this can lead you to probably not building your company as well. So you're just going to have to take a hit somewhere, unless you can really free up your time a ton and do everything. But even then, in the future, you're just eventually going to expand to where you can't do everything yourself, unless you're running a one-person business and you continue to want to run a one-person business forever, in which case you probably wouldn't have watched this episode. So that's drawback number two. Now, benefits, let's get into the benefits, is number one, you will save money, obviously. So if you do it yourself, you're not going to have to pay anyone, and this is probably the biggest benefit here, is that you just don't have to pay anyone anything, unless you're paying for courses and things like that, which are, again, an investment in yourself, which is great, and you'll always retain that, so you'll probably feel better paying for those things anyways. So yeah, you're essentially going to be paying way less money than you if you were to hire somebody else out. That's benefit number one. Now, benefit number two is that you will get a better understanding of marketing. But once again, you can do this without having to actually get super nitty gritty into it. So you can get the benefits of knowing marketing just by understanding a little bit of it. But I guess another benefit is that you'll be really good at marketing, which can help you in the future, but it'll also probably tank your company if you're just spending way too much time doing this. All right, so that's benefits and drawbacks there. Now, number three is marketing agency. Now, I know this is why most of you clicked on this episode. And the question here is, should you hire a marketing agency? Let's take a look at the drawbacks. So the drawbacks of hiring a marketing agency. Number one, you don't know who to trust. You think that everyone in the world is great. You think that everyone can help you a ton, but that's not always going to be the case. There's going to be companies that probably don't have the experience as much as you liked, or maybe they promise you something that they're not able to deliver on, and then you get burned by them. And I see this so many times, and then you just never trust a marketing agency ever again. So the drawback there is that not everyone is great. So you have to figure out who's good, who's not good. Drawback number two is that you don't know what type of marketing agency to look for. So this is more so of a drawback on your part, and that is like figuring out which type of marketing agency to hire. So should you hire someone who helps with news ads, or should you hire someone that helps with content, or should you hire someone that can help with SEO? And the problem is that if you hire the wrong person, you might not be able to really get the right results you're looking for. And that's drawback number two. Drawback number three is that you're going to lose money if you don't pick the right person. So once again, that's coming back to number one. So I would almost classify it as just two drawbacks. Number one is going to be you spend the wrong money, the money in the wrong place, you lose that money and you don't get the results you're looking for. Number two is that you're bringing on a marketing agency that's not relevant to you. Once again, you're going to lose money, you're going to bring on the wrong person. So yeah, those are the two drawbacks. Now, coming to the benefits. Number one, if you find the right agency, or if you find the right contractor, or somebody that can really help you out. So I would almost just say agency, because contractor is one person, and that's going to go back to the drawback of one person doesn't know everything. So if you find the right agency, then it's amazing, because you're going to get somebody who can really deliver well for you. You don't have to pay them way too much like you would for an in-house hire. So sometimes you might have to pay them the same, but in many cases, especially with write-offs with agencies, you wouldn't have to bring them on in-house. There's all that struggle that you would have to do for an in-house hire, which you just don't have to do with an agency. It's a lot easier to work with them. So there's a lot of benefits here, guys. So let me list them out again. So number one is that if you find the right agency, results are going to be awesome. You're going to get some great results. You're going to have amazing time working with them. Number two is that there's no strict cadence. It's not going to be like an employee relationship. The agency is going to do their best to work with you, get everything done, delivered for you, and you don't have to micromanage them. And chances are you probably don't even want to micromanage them, and things will just flow really, really well. You don't have to get on meetings if you don't want to. There's all these amazing benefits of just having someone do everything for you. Number three is, once again, if you hire the right marketing agency, they're going to help in so many areas, because good marketing agencies understand that it's not just about one angle. They know that it's multiple angles that it takes to become successful in marketing. And this includes, like I mentioned, running ads, creating organic content, finding creators, recruiting creators, talking about SEO, talking about ASO, helping with UI UX. So there's so many different things that all come back to marketing. And if you can find someone who can do all of these things for you, it's going to be very, very, very helpful. And so if you can do this, then you will be able to really succeed as a company. And I highly recommend looking for somebody that can help you with this. So I'm going to leave you guys with this. Hopefully this was helpful. If it was, please do leave a 5-star review on this podcast. It would mean a lot for us, and we'll see you in the next episode.